This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilent Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about the role of histidine. Histidine is an essential amino acid that doesn't get a lot of play in feeding programs now, but will in the future. The big two, of course, are lysine and methionine. Dr. Histoff from Penn State University, who's done a lot of the research in this area, looking at different levels of metabolizable protein known as MP. Histidine shows that it should reflect in higher dry matter intakes in milk protein if and when the diets are marginally low in histidine itself. He took 48 Holstein cows, 103 days in milk. Now, that's important to our listeners because these are kind of mid-lactation cows, but the good news is they were producing approximately 100 pounds of milk. So these are high-producing Pennsylvania cows. The trial ran for 12 weeks, and they looked at two variables. The first one was the metabolizable protein adequate, which was 110% of the NRC guidelines of 2001, and then MP, or metabolizable protein deficient, which was 96% of NRC requirement as well. And then, of course, they either went from 2.1 to 3%. He called it digestible histidine by using a rumen-protected product, and they could add anywhere up to 30 grams of rumen-protected histidine to the diets to achieve their target levels. And the results, Bill, are a bit interesting, in some respects surprising. First of all, there was no difference in dry matter intakes. Now, remember, this was a 12-week study, so it's kind of a short-term study. And, of course, there are mid-lactation cows as well. But there was a milk production response, roughly about 2.2 kilograms or roughly 5 pounds of milk when we had the metabolizable protein-adequate-based diet. There was no impact on these diets, of the four diets, on milk protein concentration. And that was a bit surprising. We expected to see that response, especially if it was limiting with histidine in the ration. There was, however, a lower milk fat production with metabolizable protein deficient diet. By supplementing histidine or maintaining higher levels of histidine, they measured plasma levels in the blood, and of course they were significantly higher in with those two considerations, and also evaluated muscle concentrations of histidine, and again favored the higher protein and the higher histidine diet, and a less mobilization also of protein at this time frame as well. They did admit, though, that one of the confounding factors in the study was when cows produced less milk, therefore their requirements for histidine went down, and that kind of complicated interpreting some of the results. So our take-home messages are that histidine may be very important in the feeding program, and the new NRC will let you calculate that number, especially on grass-based diets, and that would affect farmers that are feeding pasture, and a lot of our European farmers feed grass as well. Histidine can also be important in high corn silage-based diets because, generally speaking, metabolizable protein could be a bit tight, and especially with our high protein prices we now have here in the U.S. at $400 a ton. They point out they need to have more long-term feeding studies to really evaluate the long-term effects with histidine in the feeding program. They are suggesting for mid-lactation cows, it's 57 grams of digestible or metabolizable histidine in the feeding program per cow per day. That completes the program for the day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilent Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilent Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilent Ruminant. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
A much-delayed study on updating federal market order make allowances has been released and shows that the cost of processing most products has gone up, and that would affect dairy farmer milk prices. We'll hear from StoneX dairy broker Dave Kurzowski with Lee Melke on Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.